Welcome everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach, there are a number of issues which are issues that have to do with tefillah, with davening, and I'd like to touch upon one or two of them. In Perek Tazayim, Pasek Tezvaz, we have right after Sheini, we find that the Pasuk says, Vayichar l'moshe ma'id, Vayomer al Hashem, Al teifin el minchasam, Vayichamor echameihem, Nasasi lahirayasi esachameihem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbeinu Shalom, please don't pay attention to their offerings, whatever it is, whether it's the k'tayres or some other carbon. What's the hava mina that the Rabbeinu Shalom would answer the tzillus of Korach and his people? They were ashamed, they were asking for bad things. This is a makar for the aside of the Sefer HaYikrim, Naimer Dalit, Perichov Dalit. The Sefer HaYikrim there writes that a person's tefillah, his prayer is answered with Kayach HaTefillah, even in a situation where the tefillah is not for a good thing. So great is the power of tefillah. When a ganav davens, as we learned in the Gemara, the ganav in Machtarta, the ganav as he's trying to rob someone's house, prays that he be successful, that prayer also has a kayach. And the insight is that a prayer, even for something that's not really good, nevertheless has the power to be able to be answered. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll pay fen al minchasam. Don't listen to their offerings, to that which is their avodah, to their prayers. There are a number of makayres to this in Chazal. You find in the Ari Miklat, someone who murdered and was b'shaygeg and went to Ari Miklat, would go out when the Kohen Gadol died. The mothers of the Kohen Gadol looked to make their stay comfortable because they were afraid that these people would dive in to hasten the death of the Kohen Gadol. And they wanted, at the very least, that it should not be a tefillah from a broken heart. And therefore, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol tried to make life more comfortable for these rites when these people were murdered b'shaygeg. We see from this Gemara that the prayer to hasten the death of the Kohen Gadol, for purely selfish reasons, because a man wants to leave the Aret Miklat, has a Kayach HaTefillah. It has a certain power of prayer. And this is the aside of the Sefer HaYikrim, the aside which we see from this Pasuk. Rav Pam would warn us that when someone is dating, and you think a Shidduch is good for you, that individual should not pray and say, let this Shidduch happen. You should pray, let the right Shidduch happen. And don't give the Rabbeinu Shalom eitzes, the things that you need. Now this Yisayit has an application in understanding something in the Siddur, in understanding something in Nach, and in the Halacha, and I'll try quickly to mention all three. Number one, has to do with the Siddur. The Rishash in Mesechtas Brachos Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph says that when we bench Rosh Chodesh, we say Yehi Ratzon, and we ask for everything, Chaim Aruchim, Shal Shalom, Shal Tovah, Shal Bracha, Shal Parnasa, etc. We end with Chaim Shemalei Hashem, Mishalei Skudeinu L'Tovah. Rosh Hashanah explains, based on our Yisayit, that it's important that every prayer have that condition. Shemalei Hashem, Mishalei Skudeinu L'Tovah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us what we want, but in the way that He understands is good. Sometimes there are things we daven for that may not really be good. That's an application in the Siddur. There's an application in a full parak of Navi. Shmuel Aleph, we find near the beginning that the people ask for a melech. Later, after granting them the melech, Shmuel HaNavi in Perek Yudbeis davens for rain to come at a time that rain is a klala, a simen klala. Rain in the summer is not good in Eretz Yisrael. He davens for the rain comes, and the people are terrified. And they ask him to pray that the rain come to an end. What was Shmuel HaNavi's message? The Rif in the Pirush in the Ein Yaakov on Baruch Hashem Yudbeis explains that the people had asked for a melech. Shmuel said it's not proper to ask for a melech. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a melech. The people might think, since we davened for it, Shmuel said it's no good. But God gave it to us. I think Shmuel was wrong. And God tells us that we were right. God granted our bakash. So Shmuel wished to show them this lesson. Shmuel said, it's not a raya. Just because you daven in a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives it doesn't mean it's good. Look, I'll daven for rain at a time that it's a simen klala, and it'll come as well. And there in Nach we have again this lesson that a Kaddish Baruch Hu answers a person's tefillas, even if it's for something that's improper. How could this be a halacha dika chiddush? Rav Moshe in Digros Moshe Ben Ezer, Seif Simen Tzadik Aleph, he writes regarding the Shaila as to whether it is proper to daven for a shidduch when someone else already has the shidduch. I take that back. Rav Moshe doesn't talk about davening, he talks about going out and trying to grab a shidduch from someone else. Someone's dating a woman, and a person thinks it's good for him, and the person wants to take the shidduch for himself. So Rav Moshe says that a person is not allowed to be mishnadel to take a shidduch that someone else is already involved in. Rav Moshe says you can ask a kasha. The Gemara Mayakot and Daf Yochasam and Aleph writes that one is permitted to make a shidduch in the 9 days. Shami yekadmenu acha barachanim, because somebody else may daven for that shidduch and get it ahead of him. So Rav Moshe, it's a raya that you're allowed to grab a shidduch, because you see that someone davens for it, will grab it away from you. Must be that it's mutter. He answers Rav Moshe, it's not a raya. A person who davens for something that's also for him is also miskabelos. The tefillah is also accepted in heaven. And the fact that a tefillah could be accepted is not a raya that it's proper. Of course, the insight is that when we daven, we always daven for things we think are good for our good, but we always should daven and end with the taif be'enecha asei or mali mishaos gebeinu b'taiva. This means the Rabbeinu Shalom to guide us in the things we do. When we say melech oizer u'mashia u'magein et shmein esrei, I mentioned a number of weeks back, the triple lashon. Oizer means when we know what we want and Hashem helps us get it. Mashia is when we don't know and Hashem helps us in something that's good for us. And magein, the third language, is when we see something's good for us, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be magein, to protect us from things that we may think is good. So this is a lesson of Vayomer Al Teifen El Tumchasa. Moving on to another lesson of Tefillah, this week's parasha. Yes, the Shlishi Pasuk Chaf Beis Vayipalu Al Pneiim Vayomru. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen Davin with Nefilas Apai. Rabbeinu Bachya in his Pirush writes that this is the Makar for davening with Nefilas Apayim. The idea that Nefilas Apayim is a very special way to daven has its makar here in this pasuk. Rabbeinu Bachya adds a nekuda which we can all use. When we form Nefilas Apayim, we say what we call tachnon, by falling on our arm. What is the hergish, what is the feeling of a prayer in such a position, in a position of Nefilas Apayim? It's not just the same prayer with a different position. Rabbeinu Bachya explains at length, I'll mention it briefly, that the idea is to show Moira Shechina, show a certain tzar and achnoa for the Shechina. That's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Vayiplo, Pneim, Vayayru. They daven with achnoa. One falls as if overwhelmed by the Shechina which is facing him. And with this we understand that in Halacha it says the reason you fall on your left side is because you imagine the Shechina facing you. And when one falls on his left side, his face is angled to look to the right, to the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal, from the Rabbeinu Shalom's right, which is the side of Rachamim. But it requires that Nefilas Apayim be done with that image, with that picture, with that feeling of Tzar V'Hachnoa, feeling of Moir Shechina. If it's well for Yaakov Emden's Yisoid in the Siddur, that during the Nefilas Apayim, a person has to imagine his mortality, the fact that his life is brief, and Klapei the Shechina, the hergish, the feeling, should be this feeling of Leirish Chena, of Tzar V'Achnoa, and that's something which brings a person to a new level of Tzillah, which the Tzillah Sataim really is supposed to be. I should add that the place can write that just as in Shemayat Tzillah, Shemayat Esrei, we add Bakashas. In the Tzillah Sataim, it's the same thing. We can add Bakashas. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says so. The Gemara says that during the Tzillah Sataim, the Tanoim, the Amiron, would add personal bakashas. And that's because the Nefilas Apayim, again, is a special opportunity, a special type of davening, a davening which has certainly a very special source. If the two thoughts are Parshas Kairach, we'd like to move to a thought regarding Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. As you know, Rosh Chodesh Tavis is the Shabbos. The Sefer Yochai Tiferes, I saw a beautiful thought regarding Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The Torah writes that the Sholesh Regalim are connected the three Avos. The 12 Rosh Chodeshim are connected the 12 Shvat. And the Torah, writing in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, says that really the 12 Rosh Chodeshim should have been in Yom Tov, out in that Yom Tov, just as the Sholesh Regalim are. However, because of the Chet HaEgel, the Rosh Chodesh was turned from a Yom Tov into an almost ordinary day of the week. It's a mitzvah to be Marbe Ketzah Simcha, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, but it doesn't have the din of the Yom Tov. The women who did not sin at the Egel have a very special obligation, a mitzvah, to treat Rosh Chodesh with a bit of the feelings of the Yom Tov. What does that have to do with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? He suggests that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Yom Tov, the Rosh Chodesh does get its original aspect of Yom Tov. Because Shabbos is made on Abba, is Mamayla Menachet. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh itself has a higher level of Kedusha like a Yom Tov. No, sounds like a nice thought. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But he has a couple of beautiful rayas. One raya is that in the Shemona Esrei, in Atay Yatzarta, which we say on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say, "Oh, Ahavta Yisrael over a Tisabar over a Nantan of a Kol HaLashayna." Those words don't belong in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh davening. They're not in the Shabbos davening, they're not in the Rosh Chodesh davening. So Shabbos Rosh Chodesh davening also should not have the language Ahavtai Son over Tisa Banavar Tarmakala Shanis. That's a Yom Tov davening. What's it doing here? He says beautifully. He says that because the Rosh Chodesh, that Shabbos, does have a Kayach of Yom Tov, therefore the Tefillah has this Nusach, the Nusach which is part of the Nusach of Yom Tov. And with this he explains a halacha. The halacha is that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Shabbos, that a person is allowed to shave on Erev Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, even if his minig is not to shave during that part of Tzvira. But because Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has both aspects, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, shaving or taking a haircut is mutter on Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's a pella. It doesn't say anywhere in Halacha that it's a mitzvah to take a haircut on a regular Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah to mechabed Rosh Chodesh with special clothing or the haircut. It says no such thing. So why Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos? Does it add anything? According to this, beautiful. Because when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, it does have an aspect of Yom Tov. And since it has an aspect of Yom Tov, that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has a very special connection. And perhaps that's also why there's a minig in Klal Yisrael to have a double kugel, so that's sort of an extra kugel when the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Even though during the week it doesn't seem people are very careful to eat the Bima Sameach extra on Rosh Chodesh. But Shabbos Rosh Chodesh does have this extra aspect, extra beauty to it, and that's why Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is different. I'd like to end with not one but two difficulties that I had with the parasha, things which I invite you to investigate. Moshe Rabbeinu says in Bria Yivra Hashem, he says, "I'll prove that Kairach is wrong because the earth will open its mouth and swallow them." His language is in Bria Yivra Hashem. If God will create a new creation, Upatzasah Adama Espia, and the earth will open its mouth. What do you mean, a new Bria? The Mishnah in the fifth parak of Perkei Avos says, 10 things were created, Bein HaShmashes. The Tiharet is the first of the 10. So actually, the Tiharet was already pre-created. It was already created by Ma'aseh Bereishis. Since it was created by Ma'aseh Bereishis, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Bria Yivra Hashem? It's a Peladik Akasha, very big difficulty in the simple meaning of the Pasuk. I asked around in Yeshiva. Someone pointed out that the Tosfos Yom Tov already asked the Kasha on the Mishnah without saying it to Eretz. So we have a marker for this Kasha. Someone else pointed out that Rav Schwab as well says something about this Kasha, although I'm not sure if Eretz fits into the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. But since the author went into this Kasha, I had one other difficulty which I'll share with you. In Parakeet Zayin Pasuk Hei, the Pasuk says, "V'lo yiyeh k'kayrach u'kadasai," that a person should not be like Kairach and his people. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud learns from here that there's a lot for a Mishkazik b'machlaikis. Anybody involved in Machlaikis who stubbornly kahadasai. In pshat, this is very difficult. Kairach sin was more than being miskazik b'machlaikis. He was a kaifer b'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. He denied the Moshe Rabbeinu's authority. And therefore, the pasuk v'layich kairach u'kahadasa could hardly be a source to every person who's miskazik in every single machlaikis. It's a very difficult thing to understand how we can learn something like this from the pasuk. And with that question, I leave you for this week. Wish you a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. Enjoy your double kugel.